Praise the Lord. This evening, our theme is Jesus Weeps. Jesus Weeps. We are going to take a reading from Psalm 121. I want to tell you a story. There were two friends. And I will call, there was one with a wife and one without a wife at the beginning of the story. And I will call the one with the wife the man and the other one the friend. Now the man was doing his master's degree. And the master's degree was 2 years with a 2 years grace period. It means that if the man wasn't able to pass or to get the degree at the end of the second year, he could try again, another year, and another he could try again. But if he tried and he still failed, then he would have to go and start again all over. He had to go and reapply, and they were admitting to go and start the program again. Now, this man tried at the end of the second year, he didn't succeed. At the end of the third year, he didn't succeed. And then at the end of the fourth year, he was now going for his last chance. At the time that he was going to finalize his thesis, his research work, it was at the same time his wife was pregnant and was about to deliver. So this man has to be in two places at the same time, and he couldn't. Now if you were in the man's shoe, what would you do? So what he did was that he called his friend and they discussed it. And he left his wife in the hands of the friend. The friend took care of the wife. When she was about to deliver, she had to be operated upon. And the friend took care of all these things. The woman delivered. And the friend took care of the woman. Bathing the child, washing the child's clothing, everything that the woman couldn't do. Cooking for the woman and everything. Until this friend completed the program and then he came back. And when he came back, you know what he did? He lay down on the floor, flat, and thanked his friend for the good work that the friend had done for him. At the end of it, at his final try, he passed the exams. So because the friend was available for him, he passed the exams. And he also had his wife taken care of. She delivered safely, or she was operated upon, and she delivered. And then things were okay. So he was so grateful to the friend that he fell on the ground, face flat on the ground, and thanked his friend. And the friend was even telling him, no, you can't do that to me because I am not God. I only helped you as a friend. Then 2 years later, the friend also got married, and then he was there with the wife for another 2 years. Then one day something happened. When the friend was taking care of the other man's wife in the hospital, he met a man at the hospital, and they got into a relationship, so they got to become friends. And of course, naturally, he asked for the woman's name and all that. He thought that was the man's friend, the man's wife. And the man also never disclosed to the other person he met that was his friend's wife. Because he wanted to kind of do a good deed and hide it from other people. So that people wouldn't probably have to praise him for the good deed he did. Now this man, other man that the friend met at the hospital, one day went to his beer bar to drink his beer. And coincidentally, the man was there, the man whose wife the friend took care of. He was also in that bar. So he was then saying, he met a friend, he just came from a hotel and he met a certain friend there. And he was narrating how he met him at the hospital and how he was taking care of his wife and all that. And his friends being curious, they wanted to know the name of the wife, maybe in case one of them knew. So he mentioned the name of the wife. So of course, this other man was sitting down there and was listening. So at that moment, what came into his mind? all that they were saying, he knew that they concerned his wife. And finally, when they mentioned the wife's name, he said, "Hey, so this my friend is at the hotel with my wife." And he took off. But when he was leaving, the wife was in the house. He got to the house and called the wife wasn't there, unfortunately. He called the wife and the wife said, "Oh, a friend had a problem and called me to come and help her. That's where I am." So he said, "You are lying." He was very, very furious. So he took off and then he went to the friend's house. Unfortunately, when he got there, the friend, of course, the man didn't meet the friend at the hotel, but he was with the wife. Because she didn't recognize that it was a different woman. They had also just returned from the hotel. The wife took the lead and went, and then the friend parked the car and also was about to go in. The guy met him at the gate. And the first thing he did was he gave him an insult and landed a slap on his face. "And my friend, so you have been sleeping with my wife. Someone just saw you with my wife at the hotel right now." And then this friend burst into tears. Praise the Lord. Jesus weeps. The man that I have just talked about, it is we sitting here. And what we do is that we behave the same way towards Jesus. Because Jesus has done so much for us. God has done so much for us. We're in our mother's wombs. And we didn't take care of ourselves. Our mother didn't take care of us when we were in our wombs. There was no way they could have controlled us if anything was going to happen. We were born. And as children, especially when we begin to crawl, there is the danger of hot water, hot food. There's the danger of fire. There's the danger of snakes and scorpions. There's the danger of suffocation. But we are safe from all these until we grow up. Then we read and we hear about the many wonderful things that our God has worked. And because he wants to make them very fresh, he makes sure that he works that among us every day. So that we come here and we pray for people and they come out and they testify. The honor was coming. This is what was happening to me. My head was doing as if it was going to split into pieces. But after, when they were praying for me, it just like some cold water just ran through the head, to my legs, and the head stopped. We hear them, they come out and they testify. But when you have a problem, God has worked the miracles in your own life. Even the protection that he has given to you, if you know what is surrounding you and how easily you would have died, you know that God is protecting you. And yet when there is a problem in your life and you feel that God is not acting fast, you begin to find solutions elsewhere. It means that you are telling Jesus, "My Lord, I don't trust you that you can really help me. I believe that there is somebody else somewhere who is more powerful than you, Jesus. So if I sit down with this problem, rely on you alone, I am going to perish." That is what you are always telling Jesus. And when we tell Jesus that, he weeps. He sheds tears for us. This is just one of the promises that God has given to us. In Psalm 121, "I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes or sleeps. The Lord will guard you. He is by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, nor the moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever." That is what we are promised. This is just one of them. And the Lord reveals that to us every day. When we come here and we pray and people are healed, he confirms these messages When we come here and we pray and people are set free, and they testify that yes, this problem was in my life, but in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I have been set free. The problem is no longer there. He confirmed these things to us. But still, we make him weak. We just slap him on the cheek. We never trust him. We don't trust him in some of our situations. He expects that we should come to him and sit with him. If we have a problem and somebody is telling us, or something is telling us in our hearts, that look, take this problem to this place. Follow this and that and that and that means. If you are sitting down waiting for Jesus Christ, you are going to perish in this problem. Jesus expects us to come to him and ask him, my Lord, is it true? This is what I'm hearing. Is it true that if I am relying on you, I will really perish, that you will not help me solve this problem? That's what Jesus wants. He wants to dialogue with us so that he will tell us, he will confirm to us that he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. That's what Jesus wants from us. Jesus weeps. He wants us to trust him. He will, because he has done so much for us, and yet we don't trust him. So he thinks, what else should I do for these people to trust me? What? What else should I do? I have saved them. I have protected them. I have saved them from sicknesses. I have worked miracles among them. And yet they don't trust me. What else? He has done all that he can for us. He still refuses to trust me. How many testimonies have been we heard? Look at the average minister. Have been going out for how many years? Burning all sorts of things. The gods that the people are relying on. Burning them. But my dear brothers and my dear sisters, let us work on that. Let us ask the Lord to help us to trust him. It is one of the very key things in our lives. Let me give you a concluding testimony. In fact, it concerns one of our brothers. I won't mention any name, but he shared a testimony with me. He's running his business and everything was going on well. Then, at a point in time, he decided to hire a watchman. Nothing was happening, but he decided to hire a watchman. And the very week that he hired the watchman, things broke into the place. And so he went and he was praying and was asking God why it happened. And the message he received was, when the watchman was not there, who was protecting the place? So are you now telling me that I was not protecting the place for you? That's why you have decided to hire a watchman? So God decided to tell him that, trust me. When you think that you are afraid, and because you are afraid, you start to seek help from somewhere without trusting me, losing your trust in me, I hate it. That's what Jesus said. He hates it. That's why he lets it happen. That's why he let something bad happen to him. So sometimes bad things can happen to us because we have not trusted Jesus. Sometimes we'll be having our problems and they are not getting solved because we have not trusted Jesus. Anytime that we do not trust in the Lord, he weeps. So Jesus weeps. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. My brother, my sister, whatever that we come here to do, it is for the purpose of drawing closer to our God. We want to keep on improving our relationship with our God to the point that we can totally submit ourselves completely to him. Ano onang kuba agara siya atabu wana chenga kahua emu ache iruyu as man. Let's thank the Lord for bringing us together here to worship him and to exalt him. Father, we bless you and we love you, O Lord. We thank you, Father, and we give you glory, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your grace, O Father, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you, O Father. We exalt you, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to thank the Lord for every blessing that He has given to you in your life. Father, we thank you, O Lord, for your blessings, O Lord, and your graces. Thank you, Father, for creating us and putting us on this earth. Thank you, O Father, for giving us the life, O Lord. Thank you for the food we eat and water we drink, O Lord. Father, thank you, O Lord, for the air that we breathe in every day, O Lord. The good help you give to us, the family that you have given to us, we are grateful to you for them, O Father. Our education, our job, O Lord, we thank you. For the protection as we go out and we thank you, O Father. We thank you, O Father, and we bless you, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We give you honor and we give you praise and we give you worship. We give you adoration, O Lord. We give you glory, O Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are worthy indeed. You are holy indeed, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has done so many things for us. I wanted to make a declaration to Him. We are going to sing. But sing it as a declaration. As you are singing, remember all the things that the Lord has done in your life. Declare to the Lord that you remember, when you remember the things that He has done, that you will never go back.
Jesus. He will protect you as you come and go, now and forever. I want you to soak all your steps, all your undertakings, and every one of your endeavors into the blood of Jesus and declare them a danger zone for the enemy. Depois da Britain is that, porque o Tony da, o Jerry da, a gente não, a gente não está junto. Como dizia, a gente não está sur, punha o bem. Father, we bless you, O Lord. We exalt you, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I took all my steps. I took all my undertakings. Oh, Father, I took all my endeavors into your precious blood, O Lord Jesus. And I declare them a danger zone, O Lord, for any operation of the enemy. Father, I declare them, O Lord, out of bounds. God, to the operation of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trap that has been set out for me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, I destroy it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any plan that has been made against my life is negative. Lord, I declare it nullified in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We want to thank the Lord for the peace that we are enjoying right now, even after the announcement of the court case. Boka kwadana barka ane a emaru na tunang nyera abunga po. Ana za bana omole ayelanga nang a court yelanga yeka tu. Umayaka shaka bayaka tama mayaka sheba baba. Uriya baka. Umayaka shaka mayaka sheba baba. O shaka mayaka sheba mayaka. Thank you, Father. Urma kasha mama. Sheka mayaka shaba. Thank you, Father. We exalt you, Lord, to bless you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Begin to declare this continent a danger zone for the enemy. Begin to declare a danger zone for anybody who is an ashtag. Oya kara yaka shaka baraka shema maya baka kara baba. O baba yaka shema mara yaka shaka baba. O mama yaka shema mara yaka Umaya kasha kaba ya kasha mara ya kaba. Umaya kasha mama ya kasha kaba. Umaya kasha kaba. Umaya kasha kaba. Shaka baba ya kasha mama. We are lifting the group. We are lifting all the ministers. We are lifting our vehicle. We are lifting our intention for public investment. Today I'm doing We are asking the Lord to take control and authority of our tomorrow's program, prepare us and prepare the program, especially those who have not seen the wonders of the Lord, that tomorrow they will be tied by the wonders of the Lord so that they can produce trust in their life. Shaka maraka shaka baraka shima mama. We are lifting the internet project we are going to launch, hopefully on Sunday, into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will take control of it. We want to send out the message of the Lord, that whatever we are going to put in there is going to yield fruit. Shall we begin to pray? Oh,
We exalt you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. We give you honor and praise. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has said that we should trust him. Do you believe that the word that you have spoken today is life and that these things are going to take effect? And what you have prayed today will happen. If you believe, you give thank the Lord. Father, we bless you. Bless you, Father. Bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.